Pete, let's switch over to the NFC side. Talk Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the Seattle Seahawks. I know last week when we spoke about the Panthers, you're a big fan of Cam Newton. He's got a tough test going up to Seattle to play in that environment.
I do like Cam Newton, but you're right. It's going to be tough. This is the 12th man. Chiefs fans know a lot about it because there was that record battle as far as who had the loudest stadium in the world. Seattle had it. The Chiefs fans took it. But now they're the second loudest stadium in the world. Seattle is 7-1 at home this season. Their only loss is to the Cowboys, who are undefeated on the road. But here's the interesting thing that I think is kind of strange about this home field advantage is while the defense, which is elite already, can benefit from it, Russell Wilson sort of has struggled this year as far as his home field play. He has 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions at home, where on the road he has 14 touchdowns to just the 1 interception.
Yeah, you look at what the Panthers are going to have to do to find success on the offensive side of the ball for them, and it's running the football. That's the best way to take the crowd out of it, sustain drives, pick up running the football. And we talked about it last week with Cam Newton, is that he's not necessarily known for his accuracy, but Pete, you and I were watching that game together. We saw a couple of different times in key third and long situations, it was Newton escaping the pocket, running for the first down. During this 5-game winning streak for the Panthers, they've averaged 197 yards rushing per game. You talked about the Seattle Seahawks defense and how good they've been against the run. That's the key to me. It's going to be the Panthers rushing game. Can they get it going? Can they make things easier on Cam Newton so he doesn't have those third and longs where he's got to throw the football? Because we know how fast this Seahawks defense is. I think it's going to be tough for Cam to get out and run, but that's got to be the key for them in this game.
I think it's no doubt going to be a battle of the defenses. First, on the Carolina side, you have linebacker Luke Kuechly. We talked a little bit about him last week. The big guy in the middle, he can defend the run, he can defend the pass. He has 7 career interceptions. You have Richard Sherman. Of course, as the face of the Seattle defense, he has 24 career interceptions. Their rankings going into this game, Carolina 16th in the league against the run, 11th against the pass. Seattle 3rd in the league against the run, 1st against the pass. So Seattle does have the defensive advantage, but you got to look back to last week. Carolina played the Arizona Cardinals, and although they had Ryan Lindley at the helm, they held them to just 78 yards in the game. That's in a big-time playoff game in an 11-5 Cardinals team. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you talk Luke Kuechly. The matchup, one matchup I'm really excited to see is Luke Kuechly versus Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, leads the NFL in 2.96 yards per rush after contact. That's an amazing number. It's going to be fun to see those two guys get after it. One last thing that needs to be mentioned is during this Carolina Panthers 5-game winning streak, 2 of those games have been on the road, both at New Orleans, at Atlanta, and they've won both those games by 31 points. As much as I want to take the hot Carolina Panthers in this game, I can't do it. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're going to go back and defend their title.
I'm in agreement. I wish I had the guts to take Carolina. I don't. I'm also taking the Seahawks in this game. We'll see what happens on Saturday.